Bobby Bones.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Good morning. Good morning, studio.
Good morning.
All right, welcome to Thursday's show. I like starting shows with a complaint, but Lunchbox is just begging to complain about something here. I'm going to give you the stage for like 60 seconds, just so you'll stop itching.
Okay.
You're itching over there. All right.
Well, I mean, I'm itching, yes, because it bugs me, and I feel like it needs to be talked about.
Let's go. Put it out in the open.
Okay. Why on Valentine's Day did people have to go on Facebook and brag about how awesome their husband or wife is? Like, here's one. Happy Valentine's Day to my queen. She's the queen of our castle, and life is just wonderful and wouldn't be the same without you. For 12 years, you've been right by my side. I pray that we have so many more years together. Why not just go in the other room and tell her that? Why is there a need to post it on Facebook? It's just so annoying. If you're married or you're dating, call them, text them. Don't write it on Facebook. It's annoying.
Couple things.
Okay, hold on. Here's another one.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
By the way, we're two days removed from Valentine's Day, and right. This is still on.
He's irritated.
I married the best man in the whole world. Who knows how to love so hard? Love him more every day. Just go tell him that. You don't need to tell Facebook. Like, we don't care.
Okay, fair. Rebuttal?
Yes, I mean, dude, I just want you to hear me out. Like, just...
I've heard you, and I see where you're irritated. But one, you know, you can always unfollow them. You can always mute them. It's not your account they're Facebooking from. Facebook's your method here, right?
Yes. Okay.
So that's that. Everybody has the right to put what they want to do, unless it's hurting someone else. Two, the same reason you put a picture up of something that's cool in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Just to show it off.
And like,
that's the social media culture.
Sure.
It's to show things off, whatever it is. And Facebook, that she's just showing off with words.
Being loved unconditionally by this sweet, handsome, hardworking man is all I could ever want.
It sounds like
every
a romance
I love
novel
him.
When you read it like that.
Every day I love him the best I can and try not to screw it up.
It's basically...
Okay! Just go tell him you love him unconditionally and he loves you so great and you're
well,
trying not to screw it up.
There's something about a public proclamation.
It's PDA.
Yeah, it's
but
like...
on Facebook.
It's like, hey, everybody, I love this man or woman or whatever.
It's just unbelievable.
Did you flag him?
I don't know how to flag people.
Oh.
Does it bother you? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It bothers me. It's disgusting.
Okay. No, does it bother you more if a guy is gushing about his woman or the woman is gushing about the guy?
Probably the guy. Like, just go in and tell them. Like, they're in the same house as you. They're probably sitting on the couch together. That's what's really, I think.
Or they're at work and they want to see it tagged. You know, they want to write it and tag them and they say, oh, I get a notification. They see what it is. They're like, oh, they wrote something sweet about me.
Mm-hmm, that's, I like it.
Yeah, I'm okay with it too. I'm totally fine with it.
It does not affect my day one bit.
And if it makes somebody else's day better, who cares? Eddie, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, different strokes for different folks. I'm sure some people appreciate it. Personally, I don't like it. But it doesn't annoy me.
He's upset.
Really upset.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day to the queen of our castle.
It's February 16th.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't do this yesterday because we were talking about Valentine's
right.
And kind of recapping. But you're done, though, now.
No, I pray you know how much I appreciate you. You don't need to pray for that. You can go tell her.
Okay. Thank you. Do you feel better, though, now? You got that out there?
Yes.
All right, cool.
Ugh.
Let's get the show going here.
All right.
Everybody feel good? Throwback Thursday. We'll do some old school songs. Got one coming up in just a minute.
Wow.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
A 10-year-old kid, by the way, I want to say that again. A 10-year-old kid named Bishop created a device to help parents not forget their kids or infants in the backseat of their car.
Okay, wow.
So it's called Oasis. The boy's from McKinney, Texas. It attaches to a car seat. If the child is left inside the car, then it blows air onto them in case it's a hot day. It's like a fan.
Oh, wow.
And it also alerts authorities.
Okay.
He's 10, by the way.
That's awesome.
That's like Mark Zuckerberg invention, and this kid invented that. So anyway, shout out. I don't even know how it works, but people are buying it like crazy, and I saw a 10-year-old invented it. And
that's so cool.
Man, so I see you, Bishop Curry, 10 years old, inventing things that could save lives. I see you.
That was I See You.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Ray in Recall News. Target is recalling their patio benches. There's reports that they may collapse. There have been injuries. If you have this piece of patio furniture, take it back for a full refund. In airline news, a plane collided with a deer in Charlotte, North Carolina. No one on board was injured. Officials are looking into how the deer got past the chain link fence. And finally, in San Francisco, a crane and a 40-foot piece of concrete were in danger of falling. Fire officials evacuated nearby buildings. Luckily, nobody was injured. Officials said the crane and 3,000-pound piece of concrete have been secured.
Big Three.
News stories.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Our producer, Eddie, has a 3-year-old. And you've been force-feeding him vegetables.
Yeah.
Because science says if you feed somebody the same thing for 14 days in a row, they will eventually learn to like it. It's an acquired taste, even for kids, even with vegetables. So what vegetable did you use?
Sweet potatoes.
How old's your kid?
He's 3.
How's that working out?
And it's slowly working. Like, now he doesn't have a problem eating it, but he has a problem starting to eat it. Like, it's still a stigma, I guess, like, kind of to look at it and be like, I don't want that still. But once he puts it in his mouth, he likes it now. Before, he started and it was like, get it out of my mouth, I'm choking. And now he's like, it's actually pretty good.
He doesn't fake the choke anymore?
He doesn't fake the choke anymore, but he doesn't really volunteer.
But how many days are we into this now?
We're about 13 days. I think Friday's the last day or Saturday. So 15 days. I mean, do I have 3 more days to really kind of force feed him and make him like sweet potatoes?
Just make him eat nothing but sweet potatoes for the next.
That's what I was thinking.
Tomorrow and the next day, and then just that's it. All
yeah, because he likes breakfast cereal. So I'm gonna tell my wife to put sweet potatoes in it
and milk. That's it. Sweet potato O's. Yes. So Monday when we come back, we'll get the final verdict.
Yes.
Let's see if he loves them.
Yep. And if he doesn't like it, I'm still gonna force feed him.
Oh, you're going to do the year challenge next.
Yes. A whole year of sweet potatoes.
But he's just not into it yet. You're saying progress, but not a thing yet.
Progress, like it tastes good. He knows it, but he's still not into it.
Monday, we'll find out the real verdict.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
These people go into Starbucks and they try to beat the last person's order by price.
Okay.
Like the most expensive order ever. Do you want to hear this one?
Yeah.
This guy, when he went in to order a drink, ended up being $148.99. Because it's like a thing.
That's
so the order started, and again, I'm not super familiar with Starbucks. I've even had to stop myself.
Yeah, you had to cut back. Yeah.
Just because it was so, that's like carbs and
money.
$6 mm-hmm. for a tall. That's a small. That's crazy to me. Like, it was just like, this doesn't make sense. The order started as a grande vanilla bean cream frappuccino in a venti cup. What's venti? Is that the big one?
Yeah.
Okay. And then went off with special requests, like non-dairy milks, extra caramel drizzle, coconut flakes, Greek yogurt. They'll put Greek yogurt in your Starbucks?
Ew.
Bananas, strawberries, protein powder.
Oh, now they're just ordering stuff you would never put in a coffee yet.
But they have it there.
Yeah, I guess they have it, yeah.
A very specific 34-degree serving temperature.
Is that extra?
170 shots of espresso.
How is there room?
I don't know. The total price is $148.99. He cashed in all of his rewards for the drink. He had $143 or so, and he ended up paying $6 for the drink.
Wow.
But that's what the whole drink cost.
So are you going to go try to beat that today?
No, I'm not. I'm not. Like, I was starting to kind of get into the dirty chai latte, but it's just a lot.
Yeah.
Even at all, it just like makes me feel like bleh. And then it was just $6 for nothing. For $6, do you know what you can buy? I'm asking literally because I've saved $6 a day for the past 4 days.
A little more than half of Bare Bones on paperback.
That's right. With 2 Starbucks orders, you can buy a Bare Bones, my book, on paperback. Thank you for the plug.
You're welcome.
Man, that's good stuff there.
Pay me. I'm just kidding.
$6? I got it because I didn't go to Starbucks.
Yeah. Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Florida. A 26-year-old man was driving a stolen car when police tried to pull him over. He went on the run, jumped out of the car, jumped a couple fences, thought he got away. Saw a pet cat, and he's like, oh, I really like cats. So he stopped to pet the cat.
Right now, I'm so confused where this story's going. I can usually predict it. Okay, let's see if I can predict this. He's petting a cat. The cops are on the run.
Hmm.
Does the cat bite him? And then he falls down in pain, and they catch him.
Ooh, yeah.
Wait, what's your theory on this?
Cat scratch fever.
Da-na-na. Is the cat really a police cat?
Yeah.
And he's like, meow, you're under arrest.
Citizen's arrest.
Kittison's arrest.
kitty.
I don't know, man. What do you think happens?
Yeah, the cat takes his paw and puts it right on his neck, and he can't get up.
Oh, I'm gonna say trips over the cat, and then the cops get him. Lunchbox, what happens?
Oh, he chokes on a fur ball.
Oh, go ahead.
He's just a big fan of cats, so he laid down to pet the cat some more, and police jumped the fence and caught him.
He thought he'd lost
the police, but they were really still just a couple fences behind him.
Just a cat lover trying to love on a cat.
You can't take a cat break when you're on the run.
Would you say it's a cat nap?
Yeah.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones.
Show.
Yeah. Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Mm. Yeah, good morning, guys. So here's what we have. I have the original name of a company, and this can kind of be tough. But you tell me what the name ended up being, because there's some context to it. The first one you're not going to get. The first one was Backrub. Does anyone know what that company ended up being?
Oh, no. Brookstone.
No, Google. Now, that's funny, Amy, because you think of the chair in the front of Brookstone that rubs your back.
Yeah.
But no, it was called Backrub, and they changed it to Google. Okay?
I can't imagine being like, oh, I got to go back rub something real quick.
But you could. We've talked about this before. If you didn't know the difference, you would.
But
the word Google.
But Google.
Like, that comes from nowhere.
Exactly. Google means nothing. Back rub means something.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
A chunk stuffer. What did that end up being? A chunk stuffer. It's a food.
It's a food.
It's a very famous food. A chunk stuffer.
I'm in.
In for the win.
Yeah, I'm in.
All right. Amy.
Oreo.
No, but that's a good guess. Eddie?
A gobstopper.
No. Lunchbox.
Ben and Jerry.
No, a hot pocket. A stuffer, a pocket, a hot pocket.
Okay,
how about this one? How about this one? This is the second one here. Ready?
Yeah.
Auction web.
I'm in.
That was easy. I'm in for the
win. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Amy?
eBay.
Eddie?
eBay.
Lunchbox?
eBay.
Nice work. One down. How about this one? Pete's Super Submarines.
I'm in.
It's the old name of the business.
I'm in.
What's the new one? Amy?
Subway.
Yeah. Lunchbox?
Subway.
Eddie?
Subway.
All right, good. Anyone gets this one, they win.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Jerry's Guide to the World Wide Web.
What?
Okay, I'm in.
Jerry's Guide to the World Wide Web.
I'm in for the win! Woo!
I'm in.
Amy.
Wikipedia?
Nah, good guess though. Lunchbox?
Wikipedia!
Eddie?
For the win, Yahoo!
Hey, Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Hit Eddie's song, please.
Dang, how did I get that?
Yeah, good one.
Relax, nice Lunchbox. He's checking my paper. Come on.
Eddie and I often talk about Jerry's Guide to the World Wide Web. We didn't even say Yahoo. We're like, hey, have you been on Jerry's Guide to the World Wide Web? Because we keep it old school.
All the time. That's what we do.
Yeah, yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
So Luke Combs sent us a bunch of cupcakes. You may know Luke from the song right here called Hurricane. And they were big, thick cookie dough cupcakes. I didn't have any. I'm not eating a bunch of sugar, if any sugar, right now. But Ray had two of them, right?
Yeah, so, I had a couple of them.
And if you eat two big, rich, thick anything, you're probably not going to feel well. And he starts running around going, I think I was food poisoned by these cupcakes.
Yeah, I honestly do think that I was poisoned, and I don't know if he made them or if maybe he got them from a professional bakery. But sometimes when you're dealing with these cupcakes, you don't know if there's raw ingredients in them, if maybe some eggs were put in them that weren't even cooked, and that's usually how people get sick. So, first of all, I've never seen a cupcake with raw cookie dough on top of it. There probably should have been a warning on top of it.
But you ate two of them.
That said, if you have an allergy to raw eggs, don't eat this.
Yeah.
I think you're being ridiculous. Does anyone have any food that they ate so much of once and they got sick they can't eat again? Because when I used to work at Hobby Lobby,
that had no, I had no food for dinner one night. I went straight from baseball practice to Hobby Lobby. And I got there, and all they had were Payday candy bars. And I ate seven of them because I was so hungry. And I got so sick off Paydays that I still to this day can't eat a Payday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm Paydayed out. Anybody else have any food they can't eat anymore of?
Yeah, I haven't had a pickle since sixth grade Pep Squad.
That's hilarious. Why?
Because, well, I love those big pickles that they
have. There you go. Talk about it, girlfriend. Let's go.
You know, the football games, and I was in Pep Squad.
Yeah.
And so I sat there, and I guess I ate too many of the pickles, and on the drive home, my mom had to pull over because I got sick, mm-hmm. and I haven't been able to eat a pickle since.
That's funny. Now, what'd you love?
You know, those big pickles that they came
in. There you go.
They came in the plastic with the juice.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Oh, man.
I think we'll end it on that.
Stop. I hate you. The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. All right, so let's do a never gonna get it here. I'm gonna ask you a question, and I don't think that you're gonna get it. All right, studio, are you ready?
Ready.
Ready.
So, 1 in 5 women pulled over for reckless driving were doing this when they were pulled over. 1 in 5 women. One in five women were pulled over for reckless driving doing this. We'll come back. Have your answers ready. This is a Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones. This is a Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones. All right, so the question, as we play our game, you're never going to get it. All right, 1 in 5 women, when pulled over for reckless driving, said they were actually doing this. Let's go around the room, Amy.
They were shaving their legs.
While they were driving?
Yes.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Are you lying?
I have done a lot of things on my list that I have, but I'm going with shaving legs, and I haven't done that while driving.
You have a full list. Okay.
Yeah, I have a lot of
that's
things.
That's not right, though. Lunchbox.
That's easy. It's putting on makeup.
Yeah.
Ah.
Too easy.
What?
Yeah. Eddie.
I, too, have a list, and I'm going to start with on their phone.
Oh, on the phone. No. Never going to get it. Never going to get it. All right. 1 in 5 women pulled over for reckless driving. Is because of this. I'm gonna play Church Bells. We'll come back and get another answer. This is the Bobby Bones Show. All right, right in the middle of Never Gonna Get It. Let's go. One in five women were pulled over for reckless driving. They admitted to doing this. Amy.
Crying.
Yeah, not it. No. Good guess, though. Oh. Eddie.
Plucking their eyebrows.
That.
Lunchbox.
I hate to end the game, but it's flossing their teeth.
No. Okay, so Amy said she had a whole list there.
Yeah.
And by the way, Amy, if you get this, you get a free copy of Bare Bones, my book. We'll give it to the next listener that calls in if you get this right, okay? And you can also order the book on Amazon right now for $5 off. Bare Bones by Bobby Bones. All right, Amy, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Give me your list. Go.
Lotion. All putting on lotion.
Go ahead.
Putting on pantyhose.
All of Amy's stuff has to do with her legs. Go ahead.
No, I'm like thinking of things that you do. Braiding their hair. Flat ironing their hair. Curling their hair. Really?
Yeah.
Sorry, some of this stuff has been said. Making out with their passenger. Okay. I'm tapped out.
You want me to go through my list?
Yeah.
Reading. Changing lanes without blinkers. Changing their clothes.
Driving with their knee.
Okay, that's enough. I've had enough of this game. Beating their kids would be the answer.
Oh, I was so close.
Of course.
Yeah. There you go. Nobody got it. Nobody gets the prize.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I feel like they're just blaming their kids.
Oh, you think that was... Sorry, officer, I was just feeding my kid. He's hungry.
Yeah.
Did you see Guns N' Roses got on stage and said the wrong band name? Or the wrong city name?
I love this.
Yeah. So they get on stage... And they say the wrong city, period. They said Sydney, but they were actually in Melbourne. Am I right about that?
Correct.
Sydney! Oh, boy. They're just going
that's
right to
deep
it.
Too.
This wow. is the introduction to the show. That's how the show starts.
No. And the crowd, no. Hold on. Sydney! You are the best! So here's what you- Oh my god, I can't even listen to this.
Wait, what
imagine
band?
You're at a show, right? And right now we're in Nashville, and they go, "Are you ready, Atlanta?" We're like, "What the?"
Yeah, you'd be mad.
You'd be like, "You're so disrespected! Like you can't even get the talent right." Yeah.
Sydney!
They never had a chance.
No, that's how the show started. It was done.
Wow.
They're in Melbourne, Australia.
Sydney!
Wow. That stinks. That's not even the artist. You fire that person, right?
Yeah, I think they said like after 30 years, he finally messed up, so give him a break.
Oh, okay.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
Oh, yeah. The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here's a story. Women think men look the hottest wearing what, Amy?
Camo.
Says well, the woman who's married to a military guy.
Uniform.
Yeah, just a uniform period?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it?
What do you think I like the best wearing? I'm just wondering.
Yeah. You do the whole, you know, V-neck t-shirt with a sports coat look really well.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like what when about, you, like you have on your fitted sports coat.
Yeah, tell me more.
That's all I've got for you.
Oh, okay. In the study, the hottest guys were wearing blue jeans and a white t-shirt.
Oh, you do that?
That's it. I was talking about me. Thank you, though. But I was just saying.
I know, but you do that.
Just generally, yeah. The second highest was a suit, and third was a workout gear.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're a dude, let's imagine you do all of them at the same time. You wear blue jeans and a workout shirt and a sports jacket. Dude, you probably get all the ladies.
Yeah.
All right, let's go over
there. You
figured it out. Yeah, dude. You're beating them off with a stick, dude. All right, over to Amy. Now, let's go.
Bobby Bones Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30-second skinny.
So I assume a lot of you probably saw Thomas Rhett's announcement. Did you?
Yeah,
did
I thought they were having twins at first.
No, not twins. They are adopting a child from Africa. And then also his wife is pregnant. She's got a baby in her belly. So yeah, I mean, this is going to be a crazy year for them.
Thank you for explaining what pregnant means.
Well, you said, I thought
no,
that they were...
Right. I thought when I read, because they're expecting two kids and they're also adopting and they're having one. I wonder what the deal is. Like, if they were in the adoption process and they got pregnant, which happens a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. I think that's sort of how it played out. I think they always wanted to maybe have their own, but then they had already started the adoption process. But pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Cool. Yep.
Jamie Lynn Spears shared a new photo of her daughter Maddie on Instagram and updated her health for the first time since her release from the children's hospital. And anyway, she just was thankful to have her daughter home. Everybody's doing great, and I was happy to see the update for sure.
Yeah, I saw that too. I thought it was really great.
She's going to make a full recovery, which is amazing. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
There was a story, and authorities say an American Eagle flight hit a deer when taking off in Charlotte, and they had to turn the flight around.
Wow.
And they had to abort another flight. TV stations show damage to one of the right-wing flaps, and they had to come and like spray foam all over the aircraft. Imagine if you're on a jet and all of a sudden they come running at you with fire trucks spraying foam on you.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're on an airplane.
I'm freaking
out. By the way, let me say this. Morgan and I flew yesterday to New York, and Morgan has no airplane etiquette. She doesn't, I guess because you haven't flown a lot, is that it?
Yeah?
She hardly ever flies. Well, we go through the bag where you check your bags and you screen them, right? Everybody with me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I sent my bag through, Morgan sends hers through, and I'm just waiting on her for like 10 minutes. And I call her, I'm like, where are you? She's like, I'm at gate 7, where are you? And I was like, I'm just standing here waiting on you. And so when we landed, I got off the flight and just walked all the way to the front and left her. And then she's like, where are you? I'm like, I'm at the front waiting for the Uber. Where are you? Boom.
So payback. You showed her.
I did. I showed her. And another thing, Morgan's our producer. You know what she does? It's so weird. She calls peeing tinkling, and she's an adult.
Oh, that's what my grandma did. Yeah. It was so embarrassing, too, because she would be in the stall using the restroom, so tinkling, and my sister and I would be outside waiting on her, and she would say, girls, do you got a tinkle? And we would look at each other like, we don't know her. Like, it was embarrassing.
I'm so embarrassed to say the other word.
What, ping?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, Morgan, where are you? She goes, well, I had a tinkle. And I'm like, you're in your 20s.
Like, yeah. Oh, it's cute.
No, when you're like 7, you can say that.
7 or 70? Okay.
Yes, yes. It's the beginning of life and the end of life. That's the only times you can say the word tinkle.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, that happened to us yesterday. But good thing, like, deer, birds and stuff, they'll send a flight down. Like, they'll crash.
Well, yeah.
That flight, remember the flight in New York that all the birds got into the, like, the propeller thing and the flight crashed?
Yeah.
That's Sully, dude.
Yeah. Was that?
That's that Sully.
It's happened somewhere else, though, too, where the plane actually went down.
Okay. But is that why Sully went down?
Because of birds?
Yeah.
Yes.
I haven't seen the movie.
Oh, shoot. Spoiler alert.
Wait, did he live?
Well, there's a book and it's real life and you were alive when it happened. So you know it was birds. It was geese.
Oh, no.
He's messing with us.
I know. Eddie, that's for you. I didn't know Sully's plane went down because of birds.
Bobby's like, what was that plane in New York? It was like,
I think
flying.
There was another. Somebody could probably Google. I think there was one that really went down because of that.
You mean like, I mean, yeah. Like people, it wasn't like, a controlled like a real life landing crash. On water.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to bring up sore spots, but yeah, whatever. It could, probably was just Sully. I'm an idiot. All right, whatever.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Reading this story about men and how they're way more unlikely to dance than women. And most women, I'd say, they can't get the dancing started. Or they just, you know, end up giving up.
Yeah.
Or they'll go dance with their girlfriend. Mm-hmm. But the fact that their guy won't, they don't even want the guy to be a good dancer. It's like just the effort.
Yeah, just get out there and have fun.
Most guys, like almost 65% of guys are like, I don't, just don't dance.
Wow.
Like, I will dance. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll dance. I'll go.
You'll I mean, I'll go,
listen, play my jam. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Like, that's my jam. I'm going to go dance to it.
Bobby's like running to the dance floor.
The guys in the room, sober, completely sober. I'll get on the dance. I'm always sober. I'll dance immediately. Eddie, where do you fall in the dance category? 1 means none, 10 means you're on for sure.
5. It just depends on the mood. If the music's good, I'm in.
Is this more of your jam right here? Like, this, you know? Or something like this, like little Blake Shelton Footloose.
Ooh, I like Footloose.
Yeah, you gotta dance to this?
Yeah, I'm feeling that one a little bit.
I feel like with this, you gotta be more like in step. I can just grind on Pony. Like,
yeah,
I just grab onto something and grind.
I can't really grind.
Grab onto something?
Anything.
Okay.
A wall, a person.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
A fence.
Yes. Anything.
So hard. Tree.
Just grab and grind. You know,
guys, that's
I can get dangerous.
That's Bobby's routine.
Grab and grind. Are they playing my song? Yep. All right. I start reaching for stuff. Yeah, come on.
Sorry, that's my suitcase.
Right now, it's not. Lunchbox, you.
Sober of 1.
Really?
So, yeah. I'm not a dancer unless I've had some.
But I've seen you dance a lot.
Yeah. Usually I got some liquid in me, and I can break it down.
So
you
liquid. Liquid, it's a 10?
Oh, liquid of 10. I love it. I used to go to the clubs. I love to dance.
But sober, that surprises me. I thought you'd be up there even sober.
Yeah, I'm not really that much of a dancer. Like, I mean, if they're doing YMCA, sure. Yeah,
oh,
you know,
boy.
I get up there.
That's
YMCA.
Or
young man. There's no need to feel
or the
down.
The chicken dance.
Yeah, the chicken dance is fun.
Like, what are you talking about?
I'm surprised
about?
It's a 1. You're more of an outgoing guy, even
know,
sober.
But I'm just not a dance dude. I'm not a...
Ray, our producer, are you a dancer?
Yeah.
Sober?
8.
Yeah. So I'm a 10, raising 8, Eddie's a 5, Lunchbox is a 1.
Look at that.
Now, that's all sober. So, Amy, you know what? You've seen us. Mm-hmm. Who do you think is the best dancer in the room?
Come on.
I mean,
don't be jaded by looking at him.
I'm
Look
not
over
even
here
looking
too.
At him. I'm Shit. Looking at you. But, I mean, right. I can say with confidence
For sure.
the best dancer is Bobby.
What?
Really?
You disagree with it? Oh, yeah, of course.
You ever seen me dance drunk?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
But I dance all the time.
No, everybody, if they have alcohol in their system, they always think they look better and dance better than they did than they actually.
Okay.
Lunchbox.
Who would you put in second place?
Well, Lunchbox, give me a little something.
Oh, girl.
Oh, great.
Girl.
Here
who
he goes.
Who wants to dance above me?
No. All Lunchbox is doing is rotating his hands.
Oh, yeah, dude, I'm getting low. I can get up on there and dance.
He's getting low. That's a close second.
Pretty good.
I like how Lunchbox like does the shoulders too, and he's like.
You have in your eyes too, but Eddie, yeah, what do you think you're better than that?
Yeah, give me that Footloose.
Oh, you want Footloose?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so here's Eddie. Let's see what Eddie does here. All right, here you go.
Ready?
Yeah.
No.
Eddie, that's terrible, dude. Eddie, stop, Eddie. You look like you're in a 50s doo-wop band, dude.
Check it out.
No.
No.
I mean, you're having fun.
But, dude, what
you
about
are,
it?
You are having fun.
Right?
You get a 10 for fun, but,
yeah.
But you're not. Lunchbox.
That's
goes,
sober,
right
though.
Now, it goes Bobby, Lunchbox, Eddie.
Oh, Ray, do you want to take part in this?
Yeah, give me some Starboy.
Oh, yeah, you want. Okay. Here we go. Take your headphones off. Here's Ray, our producer. Ready?
Bumped himself way up there. All now right, it's
Bones.
Like,
all right, Bones, let's go.
I have nothing to gain, yeah. Only to lose.
Come on. Mean?
So I'm gonna go ahead and accept, yeah. Even if Ray. That's
Bones,
good,
Bones, Bones,
that was
Bones,
solid.
Bones,
that was
Bones,
good.
Bones,
you can see Bones. With Ray's hip action, he's got it.
Ray kind of made me want to go to the club.
That Ray, man, me too.
Yeah. Look at this guy.
I don't know, Ray. I don't know. That's so. Ray, you get a silver medal. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Lunchbox.
I'm on the podium.
You are
in Eddie.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. You are not
honorable
on the podium.
Mention.
No, yeah. You're
you
like
ribbon.
Uganda at the Summer Games. Like you participated, but you didn't win. Sorry, boy.
Oh well.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So I've been approached to be the spokesperson for a company, except I don't know if I can pull it off, and I never want to try and be something I'm not. So I want to tell you what the company has offered as far as what they want me to do, and you tell me if you think I could legitimately pull it off. Can we handle that?
Yeah.
I want your honest opinions, and I'm going to say no if you don't think I can, because I'm on the borderline, okay? We'll come back in a second. I'll tell you what the company wants me to start wearing, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Come on, y'all. Bones Show. This is a Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
All right, a major boot company came to me and said, hey, we'd like to offer you a sponsorship wearing cowboy boots. And I'm like, I don't wear boots. Like, I don't. I think the last time I wore boots was when I was Willie Nelson for Halloween. And I have boots, but not cowboy boots. And so they're like, hey, we'll offer you, we'll give you a bunch of money. And you just wear a cowboy boots and be like, I love these cowboy boots. And I was like, first of all, they have to be comfortable. But second of all, I just don't know if I can pull them off. And then be like, hi, I'm Bobby for these cowboy boots. And man, when I'm out kicking the beep, I love them. You know? So can I pull off cowboy boots for an endorsement? Amy?
No.
Wow. Okay. Thank you. I guess that's it, boys. Time
right.
to go home.
She said it.
There it is. Eddie?
I mean, I would say you could pull off anything. It's all in your head. Like, if you own it, you can pull off anything. But if she says no, go with Amy.
I think if I did it, I would have to embrace the fact and even say it. First of all, I have to wear them for a while, make sure I like them. Because I don't do an endorsement for anything I don't like. And then secondly, I'd have to be like, I've never worn cowboy boots before.
Right.
But, I mean, Amy, can I do that?
Yeah. If you set it up that way and you enjoy the experience and you truly do like them. Like, my husband wears cowboy boots, loves them. Like,
and you won't notice it.
Yeah. I mean, I that's part of his style. I get it. Like, he could pull it off, right? But you don't. You like, one of the things that I love about our show and stuff we endorse is we really are behind it. We're not going to take something that it's not really us. We're not going to take it on. Like, we want our listeners to trust us. So that would be my fear with you doing it.
Okay, So unless I'm completely honest that I don't wear cowboy boots and I do love these, I can't do cowboy boots.
Yes. True.
Okay.
Correct.
All right.
Are you mad at me? Is that the...
No. But I know what I'm going to do now. I'm going to say, hey, send me some boots.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to wear them around for a couple of months and see if I like them. And if I don't feel ridiculous in them... I know I do a country music show, but I just don't wear cowboy boots.
Yeah. That's the honest part. Like, I think you could wear them... like, would you look good in them? Sure. But
oh, yeah.
But we got to be honest about it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So, Lunchbox, do you wear cowboy boots, Lunchbox?
I've never owned a pair. I've worn some because I borrowed some from my friend's dad. They're two sizes too small, so I squeeze my feet in them, and they hurt. But if I had some that I fit my feet, I would. So if you don't want the endorsement deal, I'm game to try them.
Would you take any endorsement deal that I didn't take?
No, I mean, it has to fit me.
That's typically what we do.
That's what I'm saying, but I could wear cowboy boots. I mean, you put jeans over them, and they look like shoes anyway. So there's some nice ones out there. They got alligator skin.
Okay. All right. Amy, thank you for the honest feedback.
You're welcome.
Lunchbox, thank you for the list of boots that they make.
Well, I was trying to tell
Eddie,
you that if you don't want it,
I'll do
it.
Thank you for being a friend.
You're welcome.
All right.
Coming up. Tell me something good. Yeah.
At 13 years old, what were most of us doing?
Going to school, worrying about myself.
Yeah, like trivial stuff, right? I'm going to tell you about one kid who's been busy doing something. He's helped over 45,000 homeless people at 13 years old. Wait for that.
Tell me something good.
Next on the Bobby Bones Show.
This is the Bobby Bones.
People ask me what I'm listening to all the time. Here are the last songs played from my little iHeartRadio All Access library. Lucas Graham, 7 years.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely.
I like that song again after the Grammys. After they played it live, I was like, holy cow, that's really good. I was in the car yesterday, and the radio station was playing this next song, the new Zac Brown, My Old Man. Man, that's a good one.
My old man. My old man. Feel the callus on his hands.
Like, that song right there hit you in the heart a little bit. And I didn't even have an old man until I got later. Let's do Getting Over You from Jackie Lee.
Ooh, that might be true, but if you think getting over me was not trying getting over you, I don't want to make light of what you're going through, but if you think getting over me was not trying getting over you,
try.
Amy, what's the one song you're obsessed with right now? If you had to pick
Body
a song.
Body Like a Back Road.
Oh, okay. You can relax. Take a breath.
Okay. Let me think about it. Hold on. I think Sam Hunt's Body Like a Back Road, probably, yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Eddie, you?
Right now, I'm probably digging that Dustin Lynch song. The I'm seeing red hot lips, huh? Sending on my kiss.
Man, that sounds creepy when you do it.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
it does.
Oh. Lunchbox, what song are you digging right now?
Outskirts of Heaven.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a great
that's
song.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Oh,
Lord, when I die.
A little musical dive into our phones right here.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
This is the Bobby Bones
Show.
The best part of the morning, if you ask me, it's all about positivity and tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
This is awesome. A University of Iowa dance marathon raises some money. $2.5 million.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
It's a 24-hour dance marathon. They raised $2.5 million to help families of kids with cancer. It went viral. There were 2,300 dancers. It started at 7 p.m., went for 24 hours. And millions of dollars. Crazy. Crazy. That's good news. Amy, give me something.
So a group of 18-year-old girls who were out for a fun night had no idea how happy they'd make an elderly woman by inviting her to join their squad. This elderly woman was at a casino. She saw these girls having fun. She went up and talked to them, and she just missed dressing up and going out with her girlfriends, like, from back in the day. So they invited the elderly woman to hang with them.
They got crunk. Yeah, party.
It just made her night.
Lunchbox?
When Jonas Corona from Sacramento, California, was 6 years old, he told his parents, I really want to do something to help the homeless. He's now 13 years old, so for the last 7 years, they do this thing called Love in the Mirror. They make little care packages for the homeless people with little encouraging notes, and they give them out on the weekends, and he's helped over 45,000 homeless individuals.
Oh, wow.
He started when he was six?
Yep.
Wow. And what parents, too, to go along and be like, hey, I got that. Cool. That's the good news. That's why we're here.
Tell me something good.
Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, we're going to play Name That Tune, where I will play a song from the very beginning of the song, and you yell your name if you can name the song or the artist. Okay, players? The players in the studio, to my left is Amy.
Ready.
Lunchbox sitting to my right, and Eddie sitting directly 90 degrees to my right.
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Woo! Ready.
I'll play a song, Name That Tune. Here we go.
Lunchbox?
What?
Rascal Flatts, Little Big Town.
No.
Summer coming through.
Eddie.
Billy Currington, We Are.
Yeah.
Billy Currington is correct. That's not the correct title. Amy.
Roll down window, tear down an almost two-lane back road. Freedom and fireflies in the air.
3 seconds.
That's still young. Never gonna get old.
We Are right. The Night.
We Are the Night is not correct.
What is it?
I'm not telling you.
Good
on
try,
to song
Amy.
Number two, Name That Tune.
Eddie.
Man, dang it.
Sam Hunt, Body Like a Back Road.
Yep.
Correct. There is a theme, by the way.
Got a girl from the south side. Got brazen hair.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
First time I seen her walk by, and I about fell up on my chair. Woo. Had to get her number.
It's a jam.
It's a jam, right? Like, that's just a
such
jam.
Such a jam. I want to, yeah. Like, listen to it.
Oh. I want to put, put braids in my hair. Amy, that's the worst good thing you can say about it. Like, that song is so good, I just want to listen to it.
Right, like, and not play this game.
I know.
Oh,
okay. Good.
All right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. All right, here we go. Let's do this one. Ready?
Yeah.
Name That Tune.
Amy. Come Over. Kenny Chesney.
Correct.
Good job,
Lunchbox.
Amy.
Lunchbox for the theme.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the theme. They're all singing to chicks.
Nah.
Seducing them.
Nah. All right. Song number four. Well, Name That Tune.
Eddie.
Oh,
Eddie.
No.
Keith Urban, Cop Car.
Correct.
Shoot.
What's the score?
Eddie has 5. Amy has 2. I'm going to get on the board on the next one.
No,
Amy
for the theme.
Dang it.
Sam Hunt wrote them all?
Yes!
Yes!
Oh, man.
So I'm going to play one more song, and that means, Amy, if you get this right, you win. Eddie, if you get it right, you win.
Yeah. Okay, all right, let's go. Come on.
Ready?
Yes.
Ready.
Do you have it in your pocket?
No.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Eddie.
William Michael Morgan.
Yes.
Yeah.
My girl. I don't know.
Yes. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Eddie's up 2 points.
Why?
No, he's up 1.
I'm up 1.
It was 5-2. Oh, that's right.
3
Amy.
Points.
Okay,
for the
so let's tie it.
Go ahead, Amy.
Good luck.
I don't get to listen to it again.
No.
Oh, yeah.
She don't laugh at everything, but when she does, the planets swing around her.
All right, I love your harmonies, but what do you got?
Come on, Amy!
Now my brain is confused. I Know a Girl.
Oh,
I Met a Girl.
No.
Is it
no.
I Met a Girl?
It's I Met a Girl. Sam Hunt songs. And Amy, just for you though, because you'd rather listen to that song than play it. I'm gonna play Body Like a Back Road right now.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Alright, so just a second, Eddie, our producer, 2 kids, is coming with a parenting dilemma. He'd like to share it. Get our opinion in the room. Apparently the question is it okay if your kid argues with the teacher? Am I kinda right about that, Eddie?
That's you're right on.
Okay. I want to hear the story. We'll come back and get it right after this.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
This is the Bobby Bones
Show.
Eddie's our video producer. He's got two kids, a 3-year-old and a 9-year-old. Now, which one's this about?
This is the 9-year-old, the older one.
What happened?
So allegedly, this is his story he told me. He said that he was in his classroom and there were a group of kids surrounding him playing with some toys that they weren't supposed to be playing with. The teacher looks over and sees all of them and says, hey, all you guys, you're in trouble. I told you not to play with any toys in class, so you're all in trouble. Now, Junior, my 9-year-old, was in the middle of the group, but he said that he wasn't playing with the toys at all. And so he felt the need to go to his teacher and say, listen, you're putting me in trouble and I didn't do anything. Like, they were all doing it. So she said, you know what? You're arguing with me. You're in trouble. You're even more trouble. She, like, wow. I don't know, gave him some demerit or something. Now, he came back home and said, I don't know what to do. She said I was arguing, but all I was doing was protecting myself and, you know, defending my case or whatever, you know. So he had a question of, like, do I defend myself or do I just say, like, all right, you're right, I'm in trouble, even though he really didn't do anything.
Are you coming to the judge?
I'm coming to the judge.
Judge Common Sense? I'm walking into the courtroom right now.
All rise.
Climbing up on the bench. You can all be seated. Thank you. Now, it's been said to me, Eddie, your son has an issue here. Now, I do find him guilty. Get right to it. He was hanging out with these kids. They were playing with the toy.
Okay.
He's in the group. They were playing with the toy. They were doing something they weren't supposed to be doing. So he's in trouble, too.
Right.
So he's in trouble. That's it.
Allegedly, though. I mean, he said he wasn't playing with the toys at all.
He was in the group that was playing with the toy. What's the teacher supposed to do? Go up and pick special ones and go, you were touching the toy and you weren't.
Can I throw an angle in there?
Go ahead.
So every week the school, the classroom has a theme. And this week's theme has been protect yourself. Don't let anyone tell you you're wrong. If you think you're right, protect yourself. And this is strong for him right now. So in his mind, he's saying, I'm not wrong about this. And I'm not about to let you, teacher, tell me I'm wrong.
Okay. Can judge speak again?
Yes, sir.
I think this is the perfect time to have a conversation with him. You are who you hang around with. And if the kids you're hanging around with are doing something wrong and you don't get out of that situation, you are also a part of that. Even if you're not exactly doing it. Let's say a bunch of these kids were doing something illegal, like maybe smoking cigarettes or something.
Yeah.
You can't do that at school. Can't do that. And if he's with them, he's with the group that gets in trouble. So, yeah, he's in trouble. And I also give him an extra demerit for complaining and making his dad talk about it on the radio.
Oh, so, my goodness. Don't tell him that.
A triple demerit.
Oh.
He's been served in 5 years hard labor in North Korea.
Wow.
Yep. Wow, North Korea.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Does anyone disagree? Feel free to. Amy.
I don't disagree.
I mean, you are who you hang around with.
Yeah.
And if it's a bad situation, get out of it because you're lumped in with that group for hanging around with a bunch of bad kids.
Mm-hmm.
Time to get out of that.
Yeah, no, I get that. I'm going to have that conversation with him.
Yeah.
There you go.
Man.
And listen, I don't have great parenting advice for no reason. I also don't have kids.
Right. Makes sense.
Thank you very much.
And that makes sense.
Well, put it on Facebook, though, and our listeners can be the judge of that themselves, too. I just think if he's in the group and the group gets in trouble, he's part of the group. If you don't want to be in trouble, get out of the group.
Man, all right, I'll tell him.
All right, and let me know what he says.
Oh, he's not going to like it, but I'll tell
him. Well, then give him another demerit.
Oh,
then,
no.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah, tell him to stick that in his pipe. Oh, wait, we're on the air.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
I saw Ray tweet yesterday making fun of the gift I gave my girlfriend for Valentine's Day, which was basically a love letter. And for me, I have a hard time expressing in words, so I wrote, you get the gift of communication, and I gave her a letter. And then Ray tweeted it, poking a joke at me. I don't understand your joke so much. What was it?
Well, I thought that you could have written communication better. I mean, it was written very sloppily. But sure. It's also very important. I mean, as much as we joke about it, oh, it was a letter that's written like a little kid, it's honestly true. Communication is pretty important in today's world.
I would like to just back up a second. As much as we joke about it, you've been joking about it with other people?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Where do you think I got the picture from? My girlfriend was like, oh my gosh, did you see his writing? I was like, I know, I've never really seen him write that bad before.
Guys, I don't write anything.
He doesn't write, yeah.
I haven't written probably since sixth grade or so. So, yeah, not the best handwriting.
Probably That's not since sixth grade. There's no way. Bobby, we didn't even have computers till like after high school, really.
Yeah, that was typing.
I mean, sort of on a typewriter, we maybe took typing in high school.
Maybe you are. I'm only 22, so.
Oh, okay.
For me, communication is a big thing I need to get better at. Amy, what's your hashtag what?
Man.
Okay, hashtag focus. I'll give it to you. There you go.
Wow, I was really trying to sort through a few, but you helped.
Okay, go ahead.
Down.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, focus is good.
Hashtag no ADD.
Hashtag stop procrastinating.
Okay, there
hashtag
you go.
Hashtag get your driver's license.
Wait, what? What?
I still have to get a driver's license. For the state of Tennessee, I've lived here 4 years.
Wow, I was like, hashtag pay your taxes. Wait, what?
Well, hashtag open all my mail for the taxes or my husband's going to be mad at me. Stuff like that.
Lunchbox, hashtag what?
Hashtag patience.
Good one.
I have no patience. I get frustrated with things real quick, and I just, all right, that's it. And I just give up on them.
Eddie?
Hashtag be on time. I mean, what do you want from me?
Okay, you're never going to do that.
I mean, come on. I'm working on it. Hashtag be on time.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I've liked Eddie better more in the last 2 months.
That's terrible. First of all, that's a terrible thing to say.
I know, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I've enjoyed being around Eddie more probably in the last 3 months than I have in 2 years.
Why?
Because Eddie and I spend so much time together on the road. And we were. When we were doing the Raging Idiots. I'm out doing stand-up comedy now, so Raging Idiots are off the road.
Right.
But Eddie was like everywhere we went, and I constantly stayed 10% mad at him. Okay. Constantly.
You understand this is like our honeymoon phase right now. Now that we have time apart, we see each other, and it's like honeymoon again.
Eddie, I was always 10% mad at you every day of every time we were on the...
I'm sorry, man.
You were late every... And I was just like, you know what bothers me? So why can't you just be on time?
Blame it all on my roots.
And stop with
that. That's how it is.
Stop with that. Okay. Bobby Bones. Get your bones on. This is a Bobby Bones show. How's your back, Amy?
Ooh, it's getting better. I finally saw my chiropractor.
Witch doctors.
Yeah, no. I mean, we did do some weird, interesting stuff, and I do have homework. And I am a hot mess, and it does have to do with my hamstrings and my hips, and it's causing lower back pain. But we are working on it, and it feels so great.
Do you have to get naked at the chiropractor?
No, I'm fully clothed.
Oh.
That would be weird.
But I saw Instagram of you boxing.
Yeah.
While your back was hurt?
Yeah. Yeah, I still have remained active. It hasn't slowed me down, but it just, sitting is really the most pain. Standing, no problem. It's when I'm sitting for long periods of time, like when I'm with you, and then I have to stand up, that's when it hurts. And this is what I went over with my chiropractor. He's like, oh yeah, it makes sense. And they made me bend down, touch my toes. And then I thought of you, Bobby, because I couldn't touch my toes, and you can.
So you're bending down, touching your toes.
Yeah. And I can't. I can't touch my toes.
There was a picture that caused a lot of drama around I'm just going to go and put it out there. I think it needs to be said. Eddie took a picture of Amy, and she was laying on the couch because her back was hurting.
Yes.
And the picture caption was, Amy taking a nap during a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
What was really happening was after the show. And Eddie just put that picture up to get people mad at Amy because they started slamming.
Whoa.
In his caption, he said, Amy had, like, too much fun at her girls' night. She's struggling during the show having to take naps at work, basically.
And what did all the comments say?
And so everyone was like, whoa, if I were to do that at my job, I'd get fired. If she worked anywhere else, she'd be fired on the spot. Dang, Amy, get it together. Like, I don't have my act together. And it had nothing to do with girls' night. I was at work on time. I put in a full day's work. We were waiting to record some more stuff. And my back was hurting, so I went and laid on the couch.
Well, I hope your back gets better, and I thought it was very rude of Eddie.
Did somebody else, question, since you brought up that I was boxing, did somebody say something along the lines of, like, how is Amy boxing? Her back hurts.
Yeah.
Figured. Who was it?
Yeah, people in the room. People are always gossiping around this room.
I know. I'm like, how old are we, y'all?
Listen, I got to be honest with you. I'm the least gossipy one of this entire room. Like, if we are ranking gossipers, the number one gossiper is probably Lunchbox.
At least I'm number one at something, because you guys said I'm the worst at working, so good at least job, I can Lunch. Gossip.
We never say you're the worst good at working.
Job. Eddie did.
Okay, hold on. What do we universally agree Lunchbox is the worst gossiper on the show?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I feel like you got to watch what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Number two is Ray, our producer, because he's like a silent assassin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you
like he's always listening and then sending me little texts like, oh, you never believe what Morgan said. Oh, you never believe what Eddie said.
I like it.
Okay, Ray's at number two. And then we get into the rest of us. And Eddie likes to throw Lunchbox under the bus. That's his thing.
Yeah.
Eddie's always looking to get Lunchbox in trouble for some reason. Eddie's at three. Amy's at four. I'm at five. I think that's the ranking system.
Pretty fair.
It's pretty good. I'll take number one.
Okay. As long as we're all on the same page, right?
Yeah, as long as you hit my winning song, because I won that one.
No, I don't know if that's a win there.
It's not bad, Lunchbox. You got to eat, you know?
Hey, it's not gossiping, but Morgan, who, you know, is our producer from The Glass Room, she runs the show. She was talking about she met Amy, you're about to be nanny.
Oh. Oh, so is that how you knew?
Where? Yeah.
Okay, because you, Bobby
it wasn't
knew.
You told me?
No, that wasn't me.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Didn't meet the nanny.
Who met the nanny?
I did. Nada did. Yes, Nada met her. Yes, Bobby, I was wondering how you got inside information.
Oh, I don't even know. Amy, see, I don't even know. Gossip just goes in one ear and doesn't come
That's
out.
Not
and
gossip?
Wow.
I didn't say anything bad about the nanny.
Hey, move Nada to number two.
Hey, wait, hold on. Has there been discussion about how this girl might not be safe for my children?
Actually, it was the opposite. I thought it was Morgan. It was Nada. And she said that she was actually very nice and very cool.
And she cooked and she did a lot of, like, it was great. She's awesome.
Did you pay her, Amy?
What?
Did you pay her?
I mean, yes, she gets paid.
You pay her to hang out? You pay your friends?
What?
No.
That's awesome.
I don't ever get paid to hang out.
No. When she starts full time, it'll be more regular. But listen, I don't know when the kids are coming, so I have had to lock her in. She has another job, but I have created other side things for her to help me with because I don't want to lose her.
Create jobs for her.
I don't want to.
Amy's like, dearest nanny, I need a bubble bath at 7 p.m. tonight. If you could come over, that would be fantastic.
No, you guys, you don't understand my predicament. It's not like I'm pregnant and I know I'm giving birth in a month and I'm going to need the nanny. It's like I'm in this ongoing, never-ending adoption process. I have found an amazing person to help me with life and my children because I work, my husband works, we have crazy hours, and I can't lose her. I can't. So, yeah. I guess now, right now, I'm paying her to hang out with me.
Dearest nanny, I'd like to be fed grapes at 3 p.m. on Thursday. If you could clear your calendar.
This sounds so bad.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it's not supposed to. You but get my predicament, right?
Yeah, it's just funny. I mean, yeah,
I know,
we get it.
But
yeah.
Whatever, I mean.
We can fix it. Send her to my house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Amy,
put her to
gift
work.
Her. Yeah, gift her to us to do stuff.
Please.
Whoa, I don't
If you got to pay her anyway.
Y'all are acting like we've just got money, like a money tree. That's not the case. I'm not paying her all the time. It's just like little things here and there just to kind of keep her engaged. So
Let me ask you a question real quick.
I can't have her lose interest.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
You paid her to come over and cook for your girls' night.
No, she helped me.
Did you pay her to help you cook? Answer the question. Amy, just answer the question.
She helped me.
Did you pay her to help you cook? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Did she stay for the whole time or did you pay her and then she leave?
Oh no. Oh no.
She didn't stay the whole time. But she stayed. I didn't pay her for that part yet. I don't think. I think I get a bill.
What if Amy gets invoiced for the movie?
No. I have good news about that. She left before the movie aired. I don't think I was paying her for her chill time on the couch with my girlfriends.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that we might need to discuss that, but she did help with numerous things before people came over.
I'm tired of your political language. Okay, I'm going to hit this button because I just can't take it. Anyway, listen, I pay for my friends too. All you guys are hired employees, and so I pay for my friends. I get it. Amy, we're in the same boat. Welcome to my world where you got to pay for your friends.
Yeah, you pay me technically.
That's true, I do. So congratulations. Yeah. Welcome to my world.
Thank you.
By the way, I need a bubble bath 7 o'clock tonight.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So much to talk about. How about this? Where did you get married? Amy, you're first.
I got married at a little white chapel with stained glass windows. It used to be a church, like back in the 1800s or something, and then it turned into a venue-only place, and I got married there.
Amy got married on New Year's Eve, too, and the whole thing came together super quick, and I was not in the wedding, which I still...
No, remember, you brought us out. You were the first person to announce us as our new names. Uh-huh.
I do remember that, but I do remember Amy not putting me in her wedding and then going, but hey, you know what I want you to do? I want you to, like, be, like, the junior varsity DJ. And when we come out, you take the microphone and you go, here they are. And so, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
That's my feelings were a little hurt. But I do have to be honest. You got married 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, a little.
We had only known each other a couple years at that point.
Right.
I mean, but that was a tough one. And at one point at Amy's wedding, let's see what I can remember from Amy's wedding.
Okay.
Your husband said the wrong line.
Yeah, he said I was supposed to be talking, and he just started talking. Like, his grandfather married us. He was like 95 years old, and he was saying the vows, and then we would recite them. Well, he said some vows for me to recite, and all of a sudden my husband started saying them.
Yeah, and then everybody laughed, and then your husband was super embarrassed.
I was mortified.
Felt bad for him.
Yeah.
But then I thought, if I was up there, that wouldn't have happened, because your husband would have felt more. But, you know, whatever. Whatever. Lunchbox, you got married. I remember you getting married at that church, Methodist church, right?
Yeah, I got married in a beautiful Methodist church in Austin, Texas. Don't ask me the name of it because I don't know. My wife picked it out, and it was awesome, and it had some stained glass windows like Amy's place, and it was great.
The guy who married you, you didn't know?
No, that was a guy that my wife grew up with, like going to church with, and his father was the, I guess you call him, pastor. I don't know what Methodists call their leader of their church.
Leader.
Their leader. Well, I guess he's because Lunchbox grew up Catholic, so he's used to a priest.
Right.
Right.
They have different terms.
Well, I grew up Baptist, and they were preachers.
Yeah, pastor.
Not preacher. We never had leaders though.
Yeah.
That sounds like David
Koresh-esque.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't. Leader.
Eddie, didn't you get married at like a beach?
I got married in a church by the ocean in Maui, Hawaii.
Wow.
Well, and only my family was invited. Nobody else. It's just my mom, dad, and brothers and sisters.
For $600, anyone listening now, you can be married inside of a Taco Bell, which is relatively cheap for a wedding.
Yeah.
Considering now I saw the price up to like $32,000 for a wedding. That sounds insane. They build a chapel inside of Taco Bell. They give you a Taco 12-pack with tacos and Cinnabon Delights. They have a private reception area. It comes with merchandise like a sauce packet garter, a bow tie, and a bouquet, and then just married t-shirts. Boom. Mm. Taco Bell wedding.
Amazing.
Would you do that ever, Amy?
I'm not opposed to it. It looks pretty cool.
What's the name of that store, Amy?
Free People?
No. What?
What store?
Free People. No, the one I'm talking about.
Taco Bell?
Say it again.
Taco Bell.
You say Taco Bell funny.
I know. I didn't know.
Eddie, do you hear that?
I hear it. She says Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
And we say Taco Bell. And,
no,
and you say,
no, I'm ready to go to Taco Bell.
Yeah. And for some reason, Amy, I thought we were talking about Free People for some, out of nowhere.
Well, you said, I thought you were asking us like cool places that like are stores that we love that we would get married at. And I was thinking, ooh, I love Free People. And they have really cool dresses. Like everyone, I could go in there and they'd give me a free dress. That's what I was thinking.
I was thinking Spencer's Corner. I'd get a weed poster. And the... Okay. let me play this song here. The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. Thank you for being here. Tomorrow, Charlie Worsham comes in. Love that dude. One of the best guitar players, great artist. He's going to come by and play some songs. Also, tomorrow on the show, the Friday morning dance party. Tell me something good. Really appreciate you being here. And today, let's say the show's over and you've heard the whole thing on iHeartRadio. You can search BobbyCast. I do a show from my house. You can hear long-form interviews, one-on-one with Maren Morris, Kelsey Ballerini, Craig Campbell, Deacon, Chip Esten from Nashville, or Walker Hayes. We just did one with him last week. So just search BobbyCast. Thank you very much, and we'll catch you guys on Friday's show.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.